a good handshake. This is a simple skill, really, but it is invaluable at first impression and every time a contact is renewed. Make your grasp firm and friendly, not crushing. You want to establish enthusiasm and cooperation, not competition. A limp handshake will display disdain or weakness. Coordinate your handshake with a greeting and grip the other person's hand for emphasis on key phrases. Maintain your grip as long as you speak your greeting in order to strengthen the impression you are making. Be direct and assertive in your greeting, and people will associate those qualities with the whole of your personality. Personal magnetism. This last trait is a polite way to describe sexual energy. Of all the aspects of an attractive personality, this is the only one which is innate and cannot truly be developed by personal effort. You have what you are born with, and you cannot increase it, but you can use it. Sexual energy is a driving universal force. If you project it, it will aid you only if you use it properly. Proper use does not mean the physical seduction of your associates and business prospects. That way lies chaos, and such behavior is hardly consistent with other aspects of an attractive personality, such as honesty. Rather, you should channel its energy into your efforts, making them, not your body, the source of appeal to others. Use your sexual energy to build your enthusiasm, to display your genuine fondness for people, to burnish your style and tone of voice. Your gesture and posture, too, will reflect this quality. Sexual energy is a powerful factor in an appealing personality, but it will help you only if you have refined every other trait. Clearly, all the aspects of an attractive personality rely upon and augment one another. Some, like a good handshake, can be learned quickly. Others require habitual effort on your part. Analyze your personality carefully and honestly to make sure that it embraces no displeasing traits. Even your best friends will not tell you of these aspects of your personality, which may be attracting misery, opposition, and defeat. The time you devote to this analysis will pay enormous dividends, for it will not only give you a true measure of yourself, but enable you to analyze and understand others. Never make the mistake of thinking that you have done all the work you can do toward generating an attractive personality. Its standards, like its rewards, are always improving.